Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
That's right. The drive is live, and we are live and in color. Both of us. We are live and in color.
Yes, 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 we are.
I don't know what happens to me, man. I'm sorry. We got a lot to get to today here as we are live again. Thirsty Thursday. Come on out and make yourself a good decision by coming out and not being afraid to make a bad decision. As we are at the location right off Tomball Parkway. On the other side of the highway from Willowbrook Mall, come on out, enjoy yourself. We've been here a lot of times. In fact, I wonder if my girl is going to be here. She wins all the time. You know, there's just certain locations where people just win, and you're like, all right, man, she's won. I remember she's won a chair, she's won tickets. I know she's going to be out here. Somebody stop her. Get on out here. Get yourself a chance to win in the 4 o'clock hour. Got a chance to win a gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop and a really top-notch cooler you can win courtesy of our good friends at Bud Light as they always take care of us. The Bud Light girls will be here a little bit later on to be added in the fun.
See there? You can't – I mean
– that. How would that, Tyler? That would.
It's the. I mean, can you not just stop with Bud Light girls? Be here in a little bit. Come on by.
Hey,
we don't do
that.
We don't got this call.
They're going to add to the fun.
It's always. My wife tells me, Clint, you always try to do too much. You always try to say too
You're
much.
Right,
just
Bud Light girls, they'll be here.
Come on,
yeah, girl.
Come on out with them.
Let they'll Tyler add that flair with that. Yeah. Come on, girl.
They're bringing a lot of flair to it as well. But make your way on out here. It's a good time to be had. All right, Clint. I think we need to start with some big news. We will hear from D'Amico Ryans and Davis Mills a little bit later on. We'll hear from D'Amico later on in this hour. Also, by the way, at some point in this first hour as well, we will hear from the Texan center, Jake Andrews. He will join. The drive coming up here in just a bit. But I did want to get to the big news, and this is the big news of the day. And I don't think real surprising, but obviously still a big deal. D'Amico Ryans has officially, Clint, ruled out Jalen Petrie, who had the concussion missed last week. Fairbairn, kicker with the quad issue, he missed last week as well. And then he also rules out C.J. Stroud.
D-Mills gets it done!
He is also ruled out right now. And so those three will not play in this game. C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie, and then Kyahmi Fairbairn also out of this game, Clint. So those three didn't play last week. Those three didn't practice yesterday. And they are officially here on Thursday already declared out, Clint. Your response to the big news of those three important pieces being out for a second straight game?
Yeah, look, not surprised. We're living right from a standpoint of the opponents that we're catching when we're limping into games last week and limping into games this week. But so it's one of those where just thankful and fortunate to the football gods that made this happen on at this point in the schedule. Number one. Number two, you got a short week next week, so I do wonder how much of this is geared towards, okay, you know, let's really focus on getting all these guys back by next Thursday instead of this Sunday. And it's the Buffalo Bills, so it's going to be a much tougher opponent.
You're right, it's a short week, too.
Thursday night next week. So, look, you never want to lose C.J. Stroud, and you damn sure don't want to lose Kyemi Fairbairn, the two guys that are responsible for the majority of the points in one way, shape, or form. And so those are definitely painful. Jalen Petrie, hate to lose the player, crazy instincts, great player, big part of the success that we're having, but not irreplaceable in D'Amico's defense, as we've seen time and time again over the last couple of years. So great player, not minimizing him at all, but D'Amico does a good job of filling in for him and others when they're out. So the two point getters are the ones that jump out obviously and would be a bigger concern if it wasn't the Tennessee Titans that we're staring at on Sunday.
Obviously your starting quarterback, one would argue maybe the heart and soul of your team, and on especially on the defensive side of Petrie, and then as you said, the guy who is huge for you with your offense struggling to score touchdowns, kicking field goals. But Clint, I'm gonna be honest with you, and 713-572-4610, you can chime in if you disagree or not. None of that should have any bearing on this game. and that's
agreed.
Weird. That's weird that you would say that. But none of that should have any bearing on this game, because the Tennessee Titans suck.
Yeah,
they do. They're terrible, and they've already fired their coach. There's a lot that they're struggling with. That's not a good football team, and I know you are missing some pieces, but I can't explain enough how much worse they are than the Jags. And you should win. The only problem is Tyler's going. But outside of that, they should even overcome that. But this should not have any bearing on this game, because this is just not a team that should be able to play anywhere near the level of the Texans.
Well, this is the one thing, with or without the guys that you mentioned. Look, obviously the injury report is what it is. But this is one of those games to me where you feel like D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio, say what you want about those guys, but one thing that is true, is at least to date, is that they don't seem to play down to their opponent. They just beat the brakes off Baltimore. They just beat the brakes off – it was late, but they beat the brakes off the Titans. They did what they needed to against San Francisco, and obviously – you know, we know what last week was, but this is one thing that I feel really good about with this team, is they don't play down to their opponent. And so this is one of those weeks where that'll be tested.
All right, let's head to the phone line and talk to the source. A guy who's one of the leaders there in that locker room, the center here for your Houston Texans, Jake Andrew. He joins the drive. Jake, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. Just take us through the mindset right now, man. It feels like, it almost seems like you guys are in playoff mode right now, and it looks like, as D'Amico just spoke with the media, that you guys will be without your starting quarterback, C.J. Stroud. What's the mindset going into this game against a team that you're heavily favored against?
Yeah, I mean, we don't look at that. I mean, up front, defensively, these guys have – Joseph Day, they got Sweat, they got obviously Simmons. When he's healthy, I mean, he's one of the best D tackles in the league. You know, this is no walk in the park defense, for us up front. So we got to be dialed in. We don't care what their record is, but, what the score of past games are, anything like that. We know we got to go in there and handle business the right way, because this is a really good defense that's really well coached.
Jake, anybody ever told you you got a Jason Kelce sound to you, bro?
Oh, do I really? No, nobody ever told me that. No.
Yeah, you got to look. I mean, that's a good one, though, right? At your position, that's a hell of a one. But you sound a little bit like him, man. But anyway, yeah. What about the one thing that's a big talking point this week, obviously beyond the tremendous comeback and dramatic win last week, but on the offensive side of the ball, particularly closest to you, the guard situation. Two fresh guards started last week. Just can you talk a little bit about the rotation of all the guards all year long, really, since you've been a Texan? There, you've not been able to get comfortable with anybody next to you, but there's been a turnstile at both guard positions. You know, what's that like? Is that a bit of a struggle? Is that something that you just is part of the job?
No, you know, you said it best. It's part of the job, and I don't really mind it, man. You know, we work so hard in practice and during individual drills and stuff and getting reps with, you know, a bunch of different guys and just kind of preparing for instances like this, you know, hoping it goes the best way. But, you know, it's the NFL. You're not going to be blessed with the same five all year long. If you do, you're super lucky. So we try to get ready for it. And, you know, I don't mind it, man. It's nice to get some fresh legs in there and get different eyes on things. And, you know, it's a lot of fun, too. They played pretty well last week, and we're going to do the same thing this week.
Jake Andrews, center for the Houston Texans, is live with us here on The Drive right off the practice field. Jake, what would you say for you being right there? And obviously you are maybe the voice there of that offensive line. The last 2 weeks, you've gone up against the Denver Broncos, who I think have the best front in football outside of the Texans. Let me make sure I get that in, Jake. The best front in football outside of the Texans. I'm not going to lie to you. I think even as a whole with the inside, they're probably a bit stronger. But and then you face the Jags, who gave you guys some problems last week. But the last 2 weeks, I think you could argue is the best 2 weeks we've seen the O-line play, especially when you look at the competition. For you, what changed? What do you get a sense that you guys were able to manage in these last 2 weeks?
You know, I think we knew that we could play like that. It was just a matter of clicking it all together and being able to actually put it out there on the field on Sunday. You know, it started last week, last Wednesday in practice. We had a really good Wednesday, and then we got to Thursday and had a really great Thursday practice as well. And, you know, it just carried over. I mean, that's when you're going to get a good shot at winning games. And you know, that's what we got to keep doing. We had another good day yesterday and a really good day today as well up front. So we just got to keep building on that so that we can keep putting that same product out there against, you know, good talent, like I said.
Jake, I want to preface this by saying that, I mean, everybody knows that C.J. Stroud is the Texans quarterback when he's healthy. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form, you know, intending to pit anybody against the other. But so I want to preface that. But I am interested in having a little fun from a standpoint of just because you and the quarterback are the main communicators on the team. In
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In game, you know, obviously in practice as well, but play to play, what can you give us, like explain a little bit kind of the difference just between those two? They are two totally different guys. Obviously, we can see that from the media, but just having a little fun with it, what's the difference in the communication styles and kind of how those guys handle their business as a quarterback?
Yeah, you know, Davis wouldn't mind me saying this, but CJ's got a little bit more swag, you know what I mean? You know, when he walks around, when he gets in the huddle, a little bit more swaggy, and, you know, I'll tip my cap to Davis too. Davis is – Davis has really good leadership skills, and when he gets in there, he commands the huddle, as does CJ. You know, they're both really great, obviously. They both have really good arms, both explosive. CJ likes to run it around. That's probably the biggest difference is, you know, the play's never over with him. You got to keep blocking. However, Davis, you know, showed the wheels off last week.
That's right.
The end zone for him. So I guess you got to say it about both, man. No, they're both great to work with, and, you know, I really appreciate both of them.
Jake, a couple of guys on the offensive line, in particular the rookie at the left tackle spot, as you know, you've been in this league understanding how difficult it is to come in there, and that's, as D'Amico has said, arguably one of the toughest spots as a rookie to jump in at. What have you seen in his growth? Because he really appears to be coming on Ariante Ursary on that left side.
Yeah, you know, he does stuff the right way. He tries to learn, and you know, part of being a rookie is sometimes it's a hard part, but being out on the field and learning while you're out on the field, you got to kind of adjust on the fly because you haven't seen, you know, thousands and thousands of snaps like some older guys have. You know, Titus Howard's seen X thousand amount of snaps. It's not the same. So being able to adjust while you're out there on the field and take the coaching while you're out there on the field on Sunday, he's done a really good job with that. And then he works his tail off during the week, practices hard. You know, I can't say enough good things about him.
All right, Jake, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us, man. And safe travels to Nashville and good luck. And hopefully you guys get this dub and get ready for the Buffalo game on a short week.
I appreciate you guys. Thank y'all.
Man, who that was that, Jake?
I was Frank Raj yelling at you.
Hey, tell Frank I need a cut, man.
Hey, okay, tell Frank. I'll let him know.
Hey, he's got to get better this week now. He got to get in that meeting and get him better now. Come on, Frank.
Yeah. He needs to give me a haircut. I'm lagging right now. Appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you. All right, that's Jake Andrews. I don't know why I just lied to Jake, man. I can't let Frank touch my head yet. I'm unlimited.
If it's free?
No, I can't do that.
What if your barber doubles the price and Frank's free?
I don't know yet. I'm just not even in the business of trying out a new one. I told you.
Yeah, in the space of considering.
Hey, man, I'm 41, man. Five people have cut my hair in my whole life.
Yeah, it's
many of them on a force to move.
And I need
to look at Frank's work, but I don't know if I'm ready.
On a Ron the Show Ugly budget, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, I told you. There's some things I don't mess around with. Haircut, toilet paper. Outside of that, man, there's some things I don't.
Haircuts and toilet paper. Hey, bro, if you asked me that question, I'd say SUVs and TVs.
And my TV, like cable, like stuff I'm watching. Yeah, I'm messing with that. I will. Like.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.